I feel schizophrenic. That is, a state characterized by the coexistence of contradictory or incompatible elements. Intense gratitude alternates with deep hopelessness. It's a beautiful sunny New Mexico day. My wife and I are healthy. We live in a town where the city council cares about improving our lives. People love our new community radio station. The soups at Mountain View Co-op are marvelous, and the moon rising above our mountains is stunning. Forget that in a desert, during a drought, people keep planting pecan trees because China pays so well for pecans. Forget the national government saying and doing things that are not just unwise and wrong-headed, but absurd and dangerous. That reality TV guy has a 6-year-old's attention span. He decides things based on what he just saw on TV or heard from a visitor. He childishly insists on a military parade the generals don't want. He announces he'll jack up tariffs. Republican allies scramble for cover. The stock market tanks. His staff says he's just in a snit fit. Nothing's been written up. Trump is politically schizophrenic. He's a fat old guy who ducked the draft when young, but would rush into a school unarmed to defend students against a man with an automatic weapon. He says he's for America, but won't even confront known Russian interference in our elections. He rails against chain visas. Those allow folks to live here whose relative has become a citizen. Take Maria, a Mexican college dropout working here as a model. She married a rich guy, got citizenship under the special Einstein visa program for highly accomplished people, then got legal residency for her parents, Juan and Pilar. Oops. No, that was Melania from Slovenia. Sorry. Trump opposes gun control and removed rules that when you've been declared mentally incompetent, you can't buy guns. Then he insists the problem isn't guns, it's mental health, and we need to keep guns away from the mentally ill. Then he shouts we need real gun control, until a come-to-Jesus meeting with the NRA. But I'm grateful. We're not in a war zone. Many of us have ample food and medical care, and we're working to extend those to others. Our community cares about tolerance, the arts, and helping the less fortunate. We have an international film festival and a farmer's market where committed farmers sell healthy food. We're small enough to allow for real friendships and even pleasant conversations with people we disagree with. We're slowly housing the homeless. We have a fine symphony and great local artists, and a Catholic bishop who washes dreamers' feet. We have problems. But we're working on them. But how deep and permanent are the wounds from having a clown in the Casablanca?